bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from 2 Timothy, the second chapter. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. There is something most satisfying watching the work of a person who is skilled in a craft. As a boy, I remember watching my father do wondrous things with wrought iron. Since then, I've watched people make furniture, do intricate work with stained glass, and brushed myself off after seeing the artistry of a man who carved magnificent statues with a chainsaw. Michael W. Hobbs of Waco, Kentucky is a self-trained craftsman. Michael learned his trade by watching a television show on the Discovery Channel. The show is called It Takes a Thief. The program stars two ex-convicts who let homeowners know their place of residence was wide open to any burglar who was looking for an easy mark. The ex-convicts illustrated the vulnerability of these homes by breaking into them. Watching those two ex-convicts inspired Michael to learn his special trade, thievery. For example, Michael learned how to check out a home without being caught. He learned how to dispose of stolen goods as quickly as possible. Michael learned almost everything he needed to know about stealing, other than how to stay out of prison. A few days ago, Michael confessed to a string of burglaries in central Kentucky. He pleaded guilty to 5 counts of burglary and was sentenced to 12 years in prison. When St. Paul wrote his second letter to his young friend Timothy, the apostle encouraged his apprentice to do his best, to become an approved workman, a craftsman who never had to be ashamed of the work he was doing in the Lord's kingdom. Using those 2,000-year-old words, the Lord offers the same bit of encouragement to us. True, it is possible for Christians to stumble through life. We can be sloppy in our study of Scripture. We can mess up the opportunities for witnessing the Holy Spirit sends our way. We can choose to just scrape on by. Or we can strive to serve the Savior to the best of our ability. We can be workmen who are used by the Holy Spirit, making the most of every day and each situation. We can be craftsmen for the Lord Jesus. The Lord tells us which of those He prefers. He probably likes watching Christian craftsmen do their work, too. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, use us. At the end of this day, may we be better, more accomplished workers in Your kingdom. In Your name, I ask it. Amen.